Good morning, my cherry blossom. No, that's wrong. I just was so excited to see you. I seem to have gotten a bit ahead of myself. I missed you. Things are different. I wanted to show you what my world is like. That might be a bit abrupt, considering you've been sleeping for 3 months. I missed you, admittedly. There was such cadence in your voice last time that I could never forget, even though I was fighting for the future of everyone. I missed you, shamelessly. And I'm sure Nezuko missed you as well. It was different without you. I'm glad it was 3 months and not 3 years. We must always be thankful for what we have instead of have not. You've taught me another lesson. If not for being patient, I would have never made it this far. I would have never survived. The breathing techniques, my friends, everything. I owe you a lot. And that's not an understatement. Even if it may come across that way, I think as we've gotten closer over time, you've taught me even more not to hate demons, but instead, how much I want to save them. How much I want to save you. Even though you seem safe still. Like, you're not threatened to eat anything. You're not dangerous. And I'm glad I could convince them that they listened to me. I know at this point, now that I'm one of the pillars, it's different. I have many responsibilities, but so long as you travel with me, there should be no one to stop us or get in the way. It's why I was hoping I could take you through town, show you what I like, and share with you something special. Not just a normal kind of special, but something we could share, just the two of us. You see, after taking care of you, learning who you are, and truly understanding you, I guess you could say I've come to a crossroads where I'm not sure where my feelings are. I know I want to be more. I just don't know where that stops and everything else. I want you to feel me. Looks like I'm getting ahead of myself. Please, think nothing of it. There's no obligation. It's just, despite you being a demon, it's made me happy. Happy to know that Nezuko wasn't the only one. And you can talk. You can feel. You remind me of things in the distant past, all those years ago. No, it's not much. Just my past, my family. Sometimes I miss them, and something about you reminds me of that warm, happy feeling. You and Nezuko, as well as my friends, you've all saved me. And I've been trying to put an earnest effort into saving you two. I'm aware that things can't always go as planned. But even then, I have to try. And this time, it's a bit more normal. No important details. Well, At least not risking life and limb. I prefer things to be peaceful. I thrive in this time. Because to harm another is a responsibility. To bear that sadness, to bear the weight of that sword, no matter who you're protecting, it usually means to steal someone else away. As with you, I want to show you things you can enjoy. That you don't have to give up your humanity. Even if you're different, you're beautiful. Even if all of the others despise you, I will never, never treat you wrongly. I swear upon it, on my oath, on my integrity, on my heart. I will save you and this world. I will never let anyone steal away your smile. It means a lot to me, so I get worked up with it. But that also means in times of peace, we enjoy ourselves. That's why we'll be sneaking out tonight for the Plum Festival. It's going to be an opportunity for you. No one would know, provided you don't do the thing. Well, you're not exactly obvious as a demon. You understand, don't you? So long as you remain calm, so long as you enjoy your date with me. Perhaps it's presumptuous of me to call it that, but I was hoping maybe we both could share a first. Maybe right now I could share in something so special that there was nothing and no one that ever knew what happiness was like us in that upcoming moment. I think that might be a roundabout way of saying it. But even still, I don't regret it. I feel like I've matured lately. That I've learned things, even into my adulthood. That I've grown to understand what it really means to save and to live. That sometimes is the hardest part. Wielding a sword to save someone because you believe in it may have a weight, but living with it and being happy, truly happy, after the sin is difficult. Somehow, when I'm with you, I feel those weights lifted. I feel like I'm not just a demon slayer. Not just someone who ends lives in suffering. Who protects the humans. I hate making that distinction. And you're living proof of it. I will never hate you. I will never look at you differently. Please, if you feel sad again, won't you rely on me? Won't you stay with me? I know it's not always easy, because months may separate it, maybe even years sometimes. Maybe life together will only be a glimpse, but I would wait for you. I don't know what this connection is, but I want it to be more. I want to learn more about you, and I want to see you smile. I've never truly seen it. You've smiled and smirked a little, but I want to see you with a smile inexplicably from the heart. It's both fascinating and inspiring to me that you keep that heart on your sleeve. that you've never lost it. I love that fact. Just as much as I've longed for more. It's as if you've put a spell on me. Even though I know you're not such a cruel being to do so. Your innocence shows. Your honesty through your actions. No spell or magic needed. You are simply you. And I love that about you. I've talked to my friends, too. Well, you've met them before. They don't know you that well. So please, don't worry. They're good people. And they'll understand. This is important. We can be something. Instead of the extermination of demons, I always craved a separate, much more vivid goal that nearly everyone said couldn't exist. I want to coexist. I want to cure them of their bloodlust. I want to save this world, not go to war. To only protect half of it. That's why, as one of the pillars, I've sworn to myself never to look back. And I'll swear to you, as my first and most special companion in terms of this goal, I wish to save you and Nezuko and all of those demons out there, those unfortunate enough to have circumstances they cannot control or feel trapped in. This world can be better if we make it. But I'm getting off topic. I'm sorry if that was a bit out of left field. It's because of I've had a lot on my mind. A lot of things I've wanted to tell you. But I think the first of them is that you're beautiful. You are breathtaking. Perhaps this is a bias of mine. Though regardless, it doesn't matter. I feel how I do about you. I need you, in the sense of, you make me feel at home. I know, it's not so easy, is it? You feel guilty, even though you've committed no crime. I can see it in your eyes. Then, will you at least give this date a try with me? It may seem nonsensical at first, perhaps wishful thinking, but I believe you are the one I'm destined for. Something in the stars when I look up, when I close my eyes and think of you, I thought these feelings, that they would lessen, die out, in the 3 months you've been sleeping, but I found myself constantly thinking of words and phrases. Things I wanted to tell you once you awoke again. Those amazing moments that we're going to have. I want all of them to be irrefutably our own. Of our own choice, in ways that we can be proud of, memories that will be made, and things we'll never forget. I just want to ask to make sure Is that what you want and feel as well? Then I can't wait to see you in your festival outfit. It's going to look lovely on you. I'm sure. Actually, hey, wait a minute. You can't just put it on with me in the room. Fine. I'm covering my eyes. It's no problem. I just didn't know you could be such a tease about it. But still, I guess I'm just happy to have you back. The time we spent, like the cherry blossoms in bloom, they were fleeting, but worthwhile, all the more. I'm happy that you're just the way you are. Even if I sympathize with those things you struggle with, I don't need you to change. I want you to be happy. So many words I'd like to say, but I... You pulled my hands away from my face. I dared not open my eyes. You look 10 times better than I imagined. Sorry. Almost lost composure there. I'll go put on my yukata. That was a close one. I didn't expect things to be like this. I need to calm my heart. How am I going to get through tonight like this? I want to be a valiant knight and never cower. How do I do that? Think, Tanjiro. Think. What can I do? No. No. This is wrong. I need to take my own advice. Be myself. And I'm sure I'll be good enough, right? No. That's a bad way of looking at it. It isn't about that, is it? I mean... I'm excited, but... just a little bit nervous. Who wouldn't be, though, right? No need to worry. I've got this. I've got this. I've got this. Hey, just in time. How's it look? It's a little different than my work outfit. And definitely different than my casual. I tried to get the most suitable yukata. I had some help from my friends and... You shouldn't just kiss people like that when they're not ready. You'll make them lose heart. And the sly, cat-like eyes. I can't. Never know what to expect with you. You've gotten bolder in these recent days. Have you been well in your dreams? Do tell me about them. I'd like to hear all of those dreams. I'm sure they're fascinating. And things that I could hardly even think of. No. You don't need to worry about those. I've told you before, didn't I? That no matter what kind of dream you have, I'll protect you from those nightmares. I did say that out loud, right? Also, how much of what I was saying before did you... I don't like that smirk. I mean, I do, but the implications are dubious at best. Laying up in this carriage and seeing the stars with you, it's more than I think I deserve, but even then, I'm happy. Even if it's undeserved praise, even if it's unfair, I want this one selfish desire. To be able to experience my first with yours. Life was delayed and put on hold for both of us. You becoming a demon, and I losing the upheaval of my life. Chasing a goal of making the world free, safe. But nobody else sees it that way. Very few, if anyone else. But I know you can understand me. And that's enough. Thank you for taking the time to. Thank you for being so patient. Thank you for seeing me as more than just my sins. I'm actually very proud of this peace that we have, I feel like. On some aspects of it, it was due to hard work, things that we all worked for, and towards a goal, peaceful and innocent. One that still makes my heart flutter to this day. That goal lies just with you the same. I'm happy. It would be a shame if I didn't return the favor. From earlier, I mean. It was kind of you, if not impulsive. Caught me off guard, and it was wonderful, just like you. Now the real question is, when we get there, what shall we do first? Have you ever played the carnival games? Though I suppose it's a festival, not a carnival, but I've actually never had the opportunity before. When I said it was my first, I meant it. This is a first in many ways for me. Allowing myself to go without so much as Nezuko, it's different. Certainly not what I'm used to. But I don't regret it. And I'm sure Nezuko would want me to be here too. Sorry. I got a little off topic there. It's 'cause it's kind of scary. Yeah, you can hold my hand. Though it's curious of you to ask that while you do it at the same time. So I don't mind that impulsiveness. It truly suits you. You're amazing. the way your eyes glisten in the moonlight. It bears no ill will, only love. That boundless courage you have, that resolve and strength you've shown me time and time again, despite your physiology, despite how difficult it must be, you persisted, and I'm so proud of you. Life is never easy, but you inspire me, and I wish to do the same for you. Will you go out with me under these stars? I know we're on a date, and this would normally be what you do at the end of the date, correct? But I thought I'd do something my way. I'd be myself and ask you right away, even if my nerves are killing me. Even if I can barely hold on, I still want to. Because I don't want to let go of this hand. And you've shown me that there's never a dull or unfulfilled moment when I have you in my presence. It's nothing but bliss and wonder, the likes of which I thought were never meant to be mine. You're amazing, and I hope my words can reach you in ways like yours pierce me. I swear, under these stars, I will put forth my entire heart and stop at nothing to make this small first step mean something. And even if for some reason we don't work out that way, I will never abandon you, so there's no need to worry. Just be you, if you're okay with it. Confession. Yeah, I suppose it is. A shameless confession of a demon hunter to a demon, of a man to a beautiful, gorgeous individual that is like a cherry blossom in spring, like a plum fresh off the branch, and like every little detail of a warm summer breeze. When I... I never knew you could be so cute, but so demanding. It's an adorable combination, if I do say so myself, and I guess I'm just fortunate. Watch your step now. I reserved this area, this entire place, with my authority. And there's good reason, too. I warned them a demon would be coming by, and that I would handle it as one of the pillars. Shh. I know. I know what you're thinking. But it should be okay this time. Giyu should forgive me. Shouldn't he? I should hope so. If he gets too angry, then, well, I guess we'll deal with him together, won't we? I know what you're thinking. He can be rather scary when it comes to how he views demons. But he's made leaps and bounds after meeting Nezuko, and subsequently you. You've made a change in the world, in one of the most influential demon slayers in this country. Can't you see? You've changed history. There is a future for us. It's not one where we have to fight each other forever. There are thousands, maybe millions of demons out there. And I want them to find themselves, not get lost in the carnage. And I'm rambling again. Let's go play some carnival games. Do you have one that you'd like? Perhaps I can try and win you one of those stuffed toys. Do you have one? Interesting. Shouldn't have any trouble. It's as easy as 1, 2. Perhaps I underestimated the difficulty of festival games. Even still, I will win this for you. Again, and finally. It may have taken a while, but here it is. This for you. Do you like it? I may have thrown too many and broken the rules again. Shh. If you won't tell, I won't either. It'll be our little secret. Does it sound fine? A secret might seem like something small, but just being able to share one with you, and only you, it makes me feel like we have a bond. It makes me feel so happy. Do you think maybe we can have times like this again and again? There was something that happened earlier, which I didn't want to bring up, but I may... No. Now's not the time. No, really, I'm fine. It's just complicated. I just want you to be happy. And the reason I've professed my feelings for you is because life, especially to humans, is short. It's something that I understand. Those who never want to leave. But I think it's short things that are sometimes the most beautiful. Not stature-wise, you little... It's the small stories. The ones that have just enough time to wrap their tendrils around your heart and make you feel. Those ones are sometimes gorgeous, beautiful. And I know it's not something to think about. Not now, as I'm fine. But I wish to savor every moment with you. Not for any selfish reason. Not for self-preservation, but for love. Plain and simple. Love is what guides me. It's what guides my blade. And in some cases, my lips. I know. What is a festival without fireworks? But at the same time, I don't need them. Not in the slightest. What I need is you. Here and now. What I want is you. Just the same. No matter who sees. No matter who judges. No matter who hates. I will beat all the opposition. And make this world love again. It's a promise. Okay? Hey. Careful. You almost fell down unless... What's gotten into you? The more you touch, the more I want you to feel me. I want every inch of your body to ache and burn with desire for only me. As I have this sickness growing that can only ever be yours and mine. The more you touch me, the more I'm sure you're the one I'm destined for. I've seen it from the very start. As we've gotten closer, I've realized there's so much of you I still don't know. But will you be my boy all the same? Even if there's much we have to learn about the other, I won't regret it. That sensual fragrance, the one of your own arousal and my own. To think things would get so feral so quick. And yet still, I regret nothing. You can have me. May I have you? Something about when love is behind the words, behind the touch, the kisses, when every faint detail resounds, how much more it compounds. It feels enticing beyond words, enamoring, terrifying much that I just want to kiss you under the moonlight in the sky, which would normally have fireworks, but now only has us staring at each other. The moon can gaze all at once, but it can never steal you away from me. Will you let me claim you? Or will you claim me first? I can't tell with how you... Careful. You can't get too ahead of yourself. Or you might lose yourself in that veracity. I suppose that is the draw, isn't it? Getting lost in one another. So insatiably. I won't let anything get between me and you in this moment, in this those hands wander. But you're not alone in that. Mine as well. I... Such a simple touch, and yet my body's on fire. It is like magic. I wish to savor this. Savor us. Ah. The more you touch, the more I crave to touch you. Not so easy, is it? When I am your match, when we are as unpredictable as the falling petals. My plum blossom. You. The way you make my cock twitch. The way my fingers brush up against you. There. Your clit. The way my fingers brush up against you. The way my fingers brush up against you. It's almost painful how much you turn me on. How much everything feels so natural. So intense. I love hearing your voice. Make a symphony with my own. Nothing matters more to me than seeing that smile right now in this moment. More. Of course I want more. But are you enjoying yourself? I'm not too rough with you. Then I'll continue more vigorously. You're the one making more noise than me, aren't you? I can't tell anymore. Just our bodies colliding like this. And your touch is like a drug. It's almost frightful. But... I can't let you just enjoy this. I want to make more memories. And for that, I want you to be one with me. Complete me. I have so many things I want. But as it stands, nothing less than you would do. How very bold of you. Not wearing any undies. Ha. More. Please forgive me. But I need more of you. Much, much more. Perhaps I'm more greedy than I thought. But seeing you like this, being able to feel you like this, won't you give me even more? Now, I want to make you happy. I want you to feel all of me. Why did you stop? Use me and make love to me, won't you? Won't you let me feel you at your best? More, please, more. Again, teasing me till the bitter end. Fuck. Being one with you is everything. Again, please, won't you show me how it feels to be one with you to the end? I want every little detail, every feeling. Ha! nothing less. Nothing more. Because I have the greatest already. And being able to hold you right now and feel you twitching against me, knowing you had such a wonderful time, is more than enough, Plum Blossom. There's nothing more, nothing I could ask other than for you to stay with me, be with me, and never go. Everything is better with you in it. And I know maybe sometimes it feels empty, but I swear to you, those words are the truest from my heart. And you make my heart flutter and my breath short. Nothing and no dream is sweet enough to sweep me away from you. There is only you in my heart, and I've never been more proud to say it. Because you are my everything. I want you to know I won't go anywhere. Are you okay? Please make sure not to overdo it. I said it backwards. Not to overdo it because of me. There's no reason for that, you know. Because nothing will change that way. And if we wish for it to become better, the only way is by staying true and the same. Shall we? I want nothing else but to enjoy. You've given me so much joy already. Yet still, I want more of you. I want you to feel safe and sound, but not even that is enough. It's a feeling so profound that I wanted to seethe deeper into that heart of yours. I know what I'm trying to say. I just don't think the words ever did it justice. You understand me, don't you? And I'm glad I could ask for nothing else. I know the date was rather uncouth, but did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy my company? My touch? My lips against yours? This is what dates are supposed to be, isn't it? That's what matters. That you had fun. I'm just so glad that you did. I was so nervous going into it. That I was unworthy of you somehow. But I regret nothing. I want nothing but you. And I love you. Unquestionably. You own my heart. No matter what you do or say, I'll give it to you and you alone. I promise. I swear. Won't you please be mine forevermore? Shall we? enjoy the night together. Just the two of us. This plum festival will go long into the night. And I couldn't grow weary with you so close. I wouldn't even think of it. Can I take that as a yes? Then I will. Just like this. And there's my answer. Shall I give you another?